Now tell us about earworms and why songs get stuck in our head.
Look, the why of songs and why they get stuck in our head is it's sort of the million-dollar question in a way, and I try and do research to figure out that question, but we're not quite there yet. But in terms of why songs get stuck in people's heads, what I've found plays at least some role is simply having heard the song recently and having heard the song a fair bit.
So it's just volume of listening?
It's not just volume of listening, because there's sort of two, but that's definitely something that plays a role, because there's sort of two parts to it.
Uh-huh.
You have to have a song, like, you have to have sort of a memory of the song in your head at some level for it to get stuck in your head. Like, you have to have a sort of a representation of the song in your head somewhere for it to then come into your consciousness at a particular time. And so you're more likely to have that, like, representation if you've heard it a lot. And it's probably more likely to be closer to the surface if you've heard it a lot. But there's got to be some kind of trigger or something like that at a particular time, at a particular kind of where you are, what time of day it is and all that kind of stuff. There has to be some sort of trigger to get that song stuck in your head right now.
I find this all so genuinely interesting. I think that there are so many of those little triggers around that maybe we're not noticing but that are going off in our brains.
Yeah, that's what I think is happening. At least some of the time, like I remember having New Year's Day by U2 stuck in my head one day, and I was trying to figure out why it was, because in the research I do, I try and figure out why I've had something stuck in my head, and what I eventually realized after thinking about it for a while was that the reason I had it stuck in my head was it was January 1st, it was New Year's Day, and so each year someone say, oh, on New Year's Day, blah, 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 on the news or something like that. that's why it was stuck in my head, I think.
Wow. Are there any techniques that songwriters use to make a song more catchy or make it more likely to stick in our head? Is that something that happens?
Yeah. Songwriters try and put a hook in this. In terms of mainstream pop music, not necessarily the kind of thing you played on 2SER, but in terms of mainstream pop music, there's a sort of an idea that you should have a hook every 7 seconds in your song.
Okay.
So that at some point in every 7 seconds of the song, there should be something that is a catchy bit. So that in that 7 seconds, because apparently it takes about 7 seconds for someone to change the station, in that 7 seconds, there's something that will get stuck in someone's head.
In your research on music psychology and particularly on earworms, have you come across something that's really shocked you or blown you out of the water? You thought, gosh, I never imagined that in a million years?
I'm trying to think of that. Nothing that's sort of blown me out of the water per se. There's a couple of findings I do find really interesting that I think say a lot. One of the things I have found in the research is that we kind of assume that there's going to be, a few songs at any time, the songs at the top of the charts, that are just going to be stuck in everybody's head.
Mm.
But what we find in the research typically is that unless we play that music to people very deliberately, so everyone's kind of hearing the same music at once, we don't really get the same song stuck in everyone's head. Just because I think of maybe it would have been different if we were doing this research 30 years ago, but just because everyone's got their different Spotify playlists and they've got their different kind of, the different albums that they're into and all the different kind of, various radio stations and digital radio stations and this and that, we typically find that people don't have the same song stuck in their head. And then in research, it's maybe one or two people have, the same song stuck in their head, but it's really not that many. So that's one that... Yeah.
Has that made your research easier or more difficult? Or
one of the things, it just makes it what it is, really. I think, what my research is focused on is I'm trying to figure out something to do with why one song will be stuck in someone's head and what happens according to that. And so I'm kind of coming into that process on top of everything else anyone ever listens to in the first place. Because what I typically do in the research is what we tend to do is we'll have some sort of experimental session where we make people listen to this bit of music or that bit of music or in this kind of context or something like that. And then we get people to keep a diary, or we'll text people at random points, or something. We'll get people to monitor their earworms in some way, shape, or form for the next couple of days, and to see what happens in that monitoring. And we sort of need to do that because we have to, because, you know, it's an everyday life phenomenon. You have to sort of treat it as an everyday life phenomenon. And so, so you ask people, like, what songs are stuck in their head for the next few days. And what we tend to find with that is that the songs that people are often surprised to realize they have songs stuck in their head, which is a bit of a weird thing to say. But what we tend to find is that maybe there's a distinction between the songs that are stuck in your head that everyone notices that are really prominent in your head, and like other things that kind of go a bit more under the radar that you don't quite notice as much. And so, like, people talk about having annoying songs stuck in their head, and that seems to be one of the things that people kind of think, because they don't think of the songs that, but basically what it is they don't really think of the songs that are stuck in their head unless they are the annoying ones, but the other ones kind of pass a little bit under the radar. So one of the things that did kind of surprise me, because that's what you were originally asking, and I've been sort of ranting on a little bit, but one of the things that did surprise me was that people generally like the songs that are stuck in their head. When you ask them what's stuck in their head at a particular time, but they're more likely to remember the annoying ones when you ask them about them a bit later.
Wow. What's next for your research, Tim?
Next, one of the things I'm very curious about is how to get songs out of people's heads as well. And so, like, I've got some research going on soon that we're soon to sort of start doing that will be about, figuring out some of the ways you might be able to remove a song from your head and whether this particular technique works for that one.
Well, Tim, you are going to be a very popular man when you figure that one out. I can guarantee it. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But thanks for joining us this morning.
All right. You're welcome, Jess.